Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for coming to this talk. I'm going to show you basically a new game in town. Okay. Well, before I go into the details of the new game, let me basically kind of refresh everybody the fundamental in determining nitrogen fertilizer rate for crop, basically for any crop. Actually, it's pretty straightforward. That is, your fertilizer rate is the difference between the crop demand, of course, by the end of the season, and the total supply from the soil sources. Then if you think one step further about these two components, okay, the demand is ultimately depends on the final year, while the supply, of course, can be from different sources depending on your system. The first one, of course, yeah, since it's a cropping system and you have a previous crop and you must apply the, for most cases, except the soybeans, you apply fertilizer, there will be some kind of residue or leftover, although sometimes it's not good. Then from the other soil sources, probably the biggest one in the US, especially because of the high organic matter content, is the decomposition or mineralization from a soil organic matter, which is very big, can be 50% even higher. Then, if your field is applied with manure, of course, you have to consider the release of nitrogen from manures. And crop residues are always there, and you need to consider the contribution from there. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it can be negative. Okay? And then, last but not the least, is the nitrogen from, for example, irrigation water, if it is irrigated system, or in some regions, this air deposition can be significant. So those are the sources you need to consider for determining the total supply. Okay, so that leads to this very natural summary of the factors we need to consider when we try to think about the nitrogen fertilizer rate. That is, okay, what's your possible yield of the field at the end of this season? Okay, possible, because we're not sure. At time we apply fertilizer, we don't know the yield, of course. And then, soil organic matter content of the field. And because the release of nitrogen from a soil organic matter depends so much on the weather, you really need to have something about your weather of the coming season. Then, manuring. Amount, the type, and the way you apply. And, yeah, last one, of course, the credits. The credits from your previous crop, from the leftover, and then, yeah, this factor. Probably this is the biggest issue, and several of almost all the previous presentations have touched on this one, the weather. We don't know it, but we need something to, let's say, to have a clue about it. The coming season. Okay, this is about the old game. Okay, what is it about? Okay, I kind of show only one of them, and actually we have such game in each of the states in the U.S. where corn is a major product. So basically, yeah, this old game is that the nitrogen fertilizer rate is determined by your expected yield. Or another term is yield ago. And then another big part is basically the total of the supply. So it looks like a kind of a Republican versus a Democratic, okay? But of course, it's not in that sense at all. So basically, this old game is very straightforward. And as I said, and we have such a game in each of the corn producing states, and so far, actually, they're pretty well. Okay. Then the question is, what is really missing from the old game? If nothing is missing, everything is perfect, why do we need to develop something new or improve it? Basically, the first thing you can see, okay, there is not much response to variations in the weather, because everything in this formula is based on the past and based on average, and there is nothing that varies for the coming season. And the second one is, there's basically no response in change of position in the playground. For example, for the For the Nebraska formula, it is the average across the whole state from east to west and south to north. And basically, it may represent the center. And then if you move to the west or move to the east, the formula may be off. So that's why, actually, yeah, if you think it hard, the current game is not very responsive to the position in the playground. And the next one is, when you change your measurement that can potentially change your yield or other part of the nitrogen supply, then there's not much response, direct response. Of course, if you think, okay, my change of measurement can increase my yield by 5%, then you can really plug that one in. But many times we know that is guesswork and very hard to quantify. And then the fourth one is, this formula requires the soil test. Soil test about the nitrogen or the nitrate that is currently available in the soil. If you don't have soil testing, then basically there's no alternative in this formula, except use your brain or get it somewhere in the air as alternative. And then the last one is, there's also no very easy plug-in for the economic part. Actually, the last part of this function has a so-called adjustment factor for price ratio. But that one is also pretty empirical from this approach. It is kind of a table approach, and look at the table. Now, let's say, okay, how this new game looks like. Okay, now I'm going to introduce you this new game in town. It's called the Maize N. The N here represents both the nitrogen, but also University of Nebraska. So it has two meanings. Okay, I'm going to show you more about this one later. First, let's look at how the nitrogen recommendation is evaluated or processed in this model, this so-called decision-making process. First, you need to supply your cropping information about the field and your basic soil information, especially soil organic matter content. And of course, you need to supply the weather data because that is a very big part of the information. And from there, the program will estimate the possible yield at the end of the current season using simulation. Okay, so we get expected yield. From there, life becomes quite easier. That is, we have this from research, we have this this relationship between the crop uptake and yield. From there, we estimate the total crop N demand. Well, that is the one part of the equation. Next, we need to work out the supply, the total supply from soil. First, soil organic matter, based on your weather. The program simulates the nitrogen supply on a daily basis to get the nitrogen from soil organic matter. And then, of course, residues are always there, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, depending on the type, depending on the, especially the same ratio, and also the timing of your tillage. Okay? So from there, the model gets the residual nitrogen from your crop residues and the manures based on the timing when you apply it and how much and the type. Of course, weather, again, plays a very big role. And then, we always have this leftover from the previous season, and we can plug in this one. And this whole supply, of course, can be adjusted or calibrated if you have done your soil testing. So soil testing is something that can have a very good effect here, but you can get away without. We also know each of the components can have a different efficiency in terms of fertilizer recovery. So we also have different terms for this efficiency. Then when you wrap up this one, last one, but not least, is the economic information, the price ratio between the corn and the fertilizer. So that is the big one to determine the so-called economically optimum rate, so-called EONR. So basically, this is how this new game works. Well, next, what are the major processes that are simulated in the model? First, this final yield. The program uses the hybrid maize model we developed early. And then for daily organic matter mineralization, we have this one-pole dynamic constant approach, just like Kim Doberman, you mentioned earlier about this new approach, and then for the daily nitrogen uptake, we have this approach from the French scientist. I cannot pronounce the name correctly. And then for the total nitrogen demand and yield, actually this program uses the data collected, compiled by Dr. Ken Kassman and Akim Doberman and other colleagues. And there, finally, the nitrogen leaching. The nitrogen leaching is through the crop water uptake and the crop water use and the soil water balance on a daily basis. Okay. What are needed to run the model to do this this process? First, the real-time weather data. And also with historical record, because we don't know the rest of the season. Then the model will use, let's say, the historical record to point to the possible correct direction. So weather data is very important. And of course, information about the current crop. What maturity, when you're going to plant, and what's the plant population. Then something about your last year crop. This is about the cropping system, of course. You need to consider the prep crop, the residues, the type, and from there, the program will estimate the possible contribution nitrogen from that crop residues and the fertilizer left over. Then the fertilizers you are going to use, okay, the price, the type, that will be related to the recovery efficiency and the economics, of course, and the manures, of course. And then the soil organic matter content and your soil nitrogen testing. Well, you have given so much. What do you get? Actually, maize-N is it's just like a very good stock. It returns a lot, even more than what you supply. First one, and the season values of the fertilizer rate, okay, so-called EONR, and your fertilizer cost. What's the yield level associated from there? What's the possible yield if you don't give a fertilizer? Basically, this is an indicator of your soil fertility or the intrinsic soil nitrogen supply. Then, what's the total nitrogen uptake associated with this this yield? And then, the nitrogen contributions from the various sources, especially soil organic matter, manures, if applied, crop residues, how much, negative or positive, and how much from the last year leftover. Then, the sixth one is up-to-date nitrogen leaching, because nitrogen leaching is closely related to water balance, and water balance, of course, has a lot to do with the real-time precipitation as well as irrigation management. That's why the program can only tell you up-to-date. It cannot predict, because, well, unless you provide this hard-to-get information. This is one part. Another part is the dynamics. The dynamics actually many times can tell you a better story. Okay, what's the crop nitrogen uptake demand on a daily basis throughout the season, from beginning to the end of the season? What's the nitrogen release from soil organic matter, this red line? The nitrogen release from crop residues, the small one here, and then, if you apply manure, in this case there's no manure, then your total nitrogen in the soil is this green line. Okay, the increase, of course, is because of the fertilizer applied at time of planting, and then the uptake. Then if you don't give a set dressing, you see the soil will run out of nitrogen very soon. Then nitrogen leaching, if there is any. And up-to-date soil water balance here, okay, and then the rainfall and temperature are the drivers of the processes, which are displayed here. Well, because of the scale, actually, if you unplug some of them, then this rainfall can show better.
Third page. Many times, you cannot see which measurement scheme is the best. You need to compare different scenarios. So this page offers you this possibility of doing this comparison, scenario comparisons of what if. So you can compare different scenarios for fertilizer rate, for the cost, for the yield, uptake demand, and the nitrogen from soil sources. And of course, nitrogen leaching can be very important in many systems. The last page. Okay,
play the game.
That is, okay, you don't have to run different rounds. You can play different scenarios directly here. Okay, to say, okay, what if my yield is different? Then how the nitrogen rate will change? How about the nitrogen supply from soil? For example, if your soil source nitrogen supply changes, and how about the fertilizer recovery efficiency?
We know that one is very sensitive. If your management renders you higher recovery efficiency, of course, your fertilizer requirement will be lower, and the cost will be lower. And then how about price? Okay, right now corn is about $3.50. What if the price goes back to the, let's say, the good old days, like 2007, 2008, $7, $8? And how about if the fertilizer price goes also up? So what's the best management you need to seek? So this kind of interactive can give you a very quick kind of response to see, yeah, what's the best direction you need to go. Okay, now you must wonder how well this program compares to others. This is a comparison of this maize-end program versus the old game. Okay, this is a result from 18 set-year combinations of data from Nebraska and South Dakota. And this basically, here is a summary of the results here. And basically from root mean square error of the EONR, the new game, maize-end, gives the smallest error compared to other conventional methods from, for example, UNR algorithm, Kansas State, and South Dakota, and Missouri. So basically, this new game plays well not only in its hometown, but also everywhere else. Then another comparison is this more recent study published last year. It is a comparison of this maize-end approach versus a sensor-based method. Okay, you can see from this graph summarized here, the R-square of using maize-end model is higher than the R-square of using sensor-based. Not only the model method is simpler and more straightforward, also the result, at least so far, actually is better. And again, if you look at the slope, again, you see this slope is lower than one, this is higher, but proportionally, you can see this one is closer to the one-to-one line, this one is a little bit more further away. So basically, from these two, R-square and the slope, the maize-end method, it's right now is better than the current state of the sensors. Of course, sensors can be tuned to work better, but at the same time, the model can grow bigger. Well, now let's come to this, let's say, the summary of what is really good about the model. We believe this model is more systematic, especially from an academic point of view. It is explicit and quantitative, and there is no guesswork involved. And second is, you have seen, the outputs are really very comprehensive. And basically, it tells you every bit of the story that happens within this cropping system, not only above ground, but also below ground. And it's more responsive to the environment, that is the weather, because the weather is real time. For example, if you run the program in the fall, then run the program again before planting, very likely you will get different results, because the weather has changed and updated, and the results will be different. At the same time, the program can utilize the information of soil testing, but it does not rely on it completely. And finally, it is, at least we believe, it is an excellent educational tool and a learning tool. People can really learn a lot of things, especially for those who are not experienced. As we see, every corn has two sides. Okay, what are the dark part? Very obviously, you need to provide the model the weather data, not only the past, but also the updated real-time weather data. Of course, you need to have a computer. Okay, it does not need the fancy one, but a very basic, at least Windows XP, something like that one. And at the same time, you really need to know your field one. Okay, lot of questions are asked by the program, but actually every piece of it is easily known. However, if you run the model, you claim you don't know something, I really suspect that you are running the fields of your neighbors, not yours. Okay? You are barking the wrong tree. Okay? Well, before it's too late, all of you guys can get it very cheaply, okay? And especially for this holiday season, okay? So thank you very much. Just like the fertilizer produced in U.S. can well be used in China, I believe this program can also be used well, not only in China, because the formulation of the program is based on the mechanistic descriptions of the processes. So it's not U.S. specific, it's not China specific, it's the science based. So that's why I firmly believe this program can be used in different environments. You just provide the model the right information. For example, organic matter content, the weather, and then the program will take care of your location by reading into the information you provide. But the yield itself is also simulated inside the program based on the information you provide, including the crop information that's hybrid specific and also the weather data. So that's why actually it's not a simple, a fixed coefficient, let's say. The formula is there, but the coefficients actually are not fixed. They are basically just like the old game. The problem of old game is the response is fixed because of the fixed coefficients. That's the probably the real issue of the old formula. Right now, actually, some user farmers and crop consultants, we are still testing the program, and we are still, let's say, as the first speaker mentioned, or second one, that there is a kind of a gap between the scientific development of program like this one and the utilization by farmers on the ground. We are still kind of trying to promote the use, and right now, the biggest obstacle for using this program is access to real-time weather data. That's the real pain, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you. For example, if you run the program first before planting, all the weather data that goes into the yield estimation is based on historical record. However, if you run the program again, before too late, of course, before week 6, week 8, you run the program, there is already a portion of real-time weather data. Then the program will use that one plus the rest historical for the rest of season to predict the yield. So the yield will be better. But again, for grape yield, since the grape yield does not form until flowering time, then the change will not be that great. Actually, this work is underway. We have already developed a primitive online version. If you check, Crop N is there, but it's still in the kind of very primitive phase. Actually, I'm pretty sure by this time next year, the program will be online version. And then the users only need to specify the location of the field. The program will get the weather data from online sources, and then, yeah, and even actually for the soil properties. But the downside of that one is the users from other states where weather data is not available, then it becomes an issue. Then you cannot ride. Right now, with this standalone, yes, it can work everywhere as long as you as a user can provide the information. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. In terms of maturity, in terms of the canopy architecture, so mainly two things. One, third one is, for example, this maximum number of kernels. Let's say, okay, if you have a quite different corn hybrid, which can for each cob can only give you 500 kernels, for example, you do need to change it. But for the current majority of corn hybrids used in the U.S., you don't need to do it. Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you.